Welcome to Your Ultimate Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hi there, welcome to this episode of Your Ultimate Life, episode 862. I've been thinking a lot about the term leadership lately and what it means and how it plays into creating a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Now, every so often, I talk at the beginning of an episode about what is this ultimate life business? The ultimate life, you're going to define what that is for you. But I think when I think of the ultimate life, I think of a life that I love every day, a life where I love getting up because I'm alive, because I'm looking forward to what the day is bringing, and I love what I'm about. And I summarize it by using the words purpose, prosperity, and joy. Purpose, prosperity, and joy. Do you have a purpose for your life other than having the most fun? Or do you have a larger purpose? Some people don't want that and don't resonate with that idea. But most folks that I talk to really do. They have this either underlying or big sense of, I either want to have or I have a purpose. I invite you to consider that. And if you don't think about your life in terms of the purpose, I invite you to do that. Now, there's multiple pieces of it. If you're a parent, you have kids and you want to raise them and make them the very best that you can, giving them the best opportunities to grow into their own beautiful life and exercise their gifts and talents and be happy. If you're a partnership and you have a marriage partner, you'll naturally want to have them be the most successful. It's possible. All those things are those things are part of the frame of what we want for those that are close to us that we love. If you have parents, maybe they're older and they need your care. Part of your purpose is to love and care for those people in your life that you're responsible for or that you used to be responsible for you. Beyond that, do you have a purpose? I'm not saying you have to, but I talk to so many people that feel driven to that. And so this is an invitation for you to think about your purpose, your larger purpose. Do you have one? Do you care? Do you want one? Right now, for the last several years and for the foreseeable future, my purpose, beyond loving my beautiful angel wife, Joy, and living a good life and having fun and that sort of thing, my purpose is to help, to serve, to lift and bless as many people as I possibly can. This year, my goal is 250 million. What do I mean by help them? Well, there's lots of things I don't mean, but what I do mean is to help clarify, see, understand, and learn how powerful you are. You know, there's a quote that goes around periodically, and it's attributed to different people. But it said, it goes something like this. Our greatest fear is not our weakness, but it is our strength. It is not what we can't do or our darkness, but it is our invincible light, our infinite power. Well, let's say for a second that's true. You have unlimited creative ability. Let's say you have unlimited power to create anything you want. Let's just, for the sake of argument, assume that's true. Are you accessing that power? And the struggle always comes because we think, okay, no, I don't have that power because I can't just snap my fingers and have something happen. A million bars of gold on the doorstep or complete healing from some ailment. You know, I've got trouble with my eyes and ears and have had all my life with my eyes and in the last 20 or so years with my ears. I cannot snap my fingers and have that disappear. Or at least if I can, I don't know how. That doesn't prevent me from living this life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. So we get stuck because we have this framework that everything ought to be download and double click available. It ought to be immediate, I'm entitled to instant relief, instant satisfaction, instant delivery, instant everything. And we've created that expectation kind of with how we live our lives, particularly in North America, a lot of North America anyway, in the Western world, sort of everything is, we're entitled to it and ought to be easy, fast, and exactly like we want. But nothing in the world, in the natural world, works that way. This beautiful scene behind me is a summer picture near the house where we lived on the other side of Edmonton. It's not near where we live now. And it's exactly a picture. I just went outside in the summertime and took a beautiful picture. That building back there is a school, elementary school, and the picture, the street is tree-lined, and it's gorgeous. And a little bit further down, the trees are big enough that they almost cover the whole street. And it's fabulous. But you know what? That takes time. Those trees grew slowly over many years. Even seasonally, a few months before that, all the branches are bare and it's freezing. Like right now, as I make this, record this, we're coming into that season. It's the beginning of spring. And so we don't yet, as of the time I'm recording this, have any buds on the trees yet. They're still all bare. But in two or three or four more weeks, it'll start to be like this. And in 6 or 8 weeks, you'll see that again. And that'll last till the summertime when it all goes back around. But it takes days, weeks, months. And in the case of trees growing years, that school back there, that didn't get built in a minute or a day. I just saw a press conference where they're talking about that horrific accident in Baltimore where that bridge collapsed. They're talking about years to rebuild that because it took 5 years to build the first one. I didn't actually say years, but it's going to be. It did take 5 years to build the first one. And that was built in the 70s, so that would be, what, 60, 50-something years ago. The kind of growth that we're talking about in our personal lives happens with intentional processes and time. And processes and time can be random, or they can be more effective if we're organized. And that's why I want to talk about leadership today. So if you don't have a life purpose, and I don't mean it has to last your whole life, but I mean right now, what is this year about for you? My year is to get a hold of, reach, talk to, love, encourage 250 million people, two-thirds of the population of the U.S. And I don't expect them to be in the U.S., but that's the size. To encourage you to know that you are divine, you can create anything you want, to encourage you to stop abdicating your happiness to others, stop giving away your right to be happy to those who do stuff around you, take back control, the sovereignty of your own attitudes and beliefs and choices. That's an invitation. And my purpose this year is to reach 250 million people through speaking, through podcasts, through my LA Talk radio show, through music. If you don't know the music that I have, I encourage you to get on Spotify or your favorite music platform and look up my name. I've got 88 songs up there right now, and I've got three more that'll go up in the next week or so. And I've sought music of all kinds, but the stuff I've been doing for the last 3 years or so is all about this kind of message, understanding those that struggle and encouraging those that are reaching and growing. So that's my life purpose. And by life purpose, it's all I do. I create videos. I write books. I speak at conferences. I give presentations. I teach. Volunteer in my church. So some of it I get paid for, some of it I don't. I don't work for money. I just work to provide value and love. And yes, my coaching is not cheap by any means, but that is a representation of someone's commitment to growth, because we tend not to value things that are free quite often, not always, but often that's the case. So today I want to talk about leadership. What are the fundamentals of leadership? Well, first of all, let's ask just the question. And the goal of all this is talking about leadership in the context of you taking the reins and controlling your life so you have the life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And I want you to substitute your words in there, because this isn't about me, although I'm going to tell stories about me. But the purpose of the stories is for you to see yourself and to say, how can I do that? Okay. I lived for a long time abdicating my happiness to others, believing that if I followed some structure or script that it was given to me by the world, by parents, by churches, by whatever, that that would take me somewhere. And I wasn't convinced or committed to that. I was doing what I was, quote, supposed to do. It didn't work. It led me to dark and not very fun places, which I've talked about other times. It was when I began exercising leadership. Now, I had the chance in my 30-year career in energy to have many, many leadership roles, C-suite roles, leadership of, you know, large numbers of people, small numbers of people. And the critical thing about leadership isn't who's in charge and who gets to tell who what to do. That's an old, worn out, not very functional definition of leadership. Leadership is creating a vision. Leadership is inspiring people to buy in to the vision, right? That's really what it is. It is, yes, you have accountability. Like if you're given an assignment and you have leadership of a group, you're responsible not to make people do stuff, but to create a vision, make it so vivid and powerful that those that are on your team buy into the vision and can follow you. Leadership means you're out front. Leadership means you hoist the flag. You lead the charge. Leadership from behind isn't very effective. Leadership from the front, where you're continually inspiring and demonstrating and being part of the process of motivating and encouraging and recognizing and loving your people, that's way, way more effective. So if we talk about creating your ultimate life, I don't know where you are on that process. You may have a job. You may be the owner of a company. You may have a team that you lead. You may not have any people you officially lead, but in every case, in every circumstance, you are the leader of your life. You might be a leader in your family. You might be a leader in your church or community. And in every one of those cases, your opportunity, I was going to say your job, but that's framing it wrong. Your opportunity is to create a powerful vision and invite people into it. And if there's creation involved, and there almost always is, to invite people to participate in crafting the vision, creating the outcome, and enjoying the rewards of that created state. Creating a vision, inviting people to participate, and then sharing the rewards together of that created state. So let's talk about specifically. One of the things that's critical for leadership is some kind of accountability. Accountability can be a scary word or it can be a beautiful and beloved word. It's a scary word when accountability means someone's going to call you into their office and say, you didn't do this, you suck, or you're punished, or you're fired, or something like that. That's not very effective in the first place. That's scary accountability. How about this definition? Accountability is the opportunity for you to report on what you've done, how it worked, what went well, and what you needed help with. One of the things I love about the several little group coaching containers that I have, I keep them really small, usually six or sometimes less, but around six people. And the reason I keep them so small it takes more time. If I ran groups of 20, you know, my investment of time would be smaller, but I'd rather invest more time and have smaller groups. You know why? Because I think it works better. I think we get more done, and I think the people in the groups feel more motivated in that vision, right? Now, in a group coaching situation, every week when we meet together, each person has the opportunity to be accountable. This is what I said. This is what I did this week. Then they get to say, this is what went well, this what didn't go so well, what I expected and what happened. And then there's an opportunity to troubleshoot, like run game film, like sports teams do, to understand what could be done, what could be done different, to make suggestions and so forth. If a person comes for accountability, whether it's at work in my coaching group or with yourself, because leadership, again, begins with you, you have to lead yourself. If you're not a good leader of yourself, you're not going to be a good team leader. You're not, because you're not holding yourself accountable. So if you're having an accountability session with yourself or in a team, the first thing is to report. This is what we did. Now, that only makes sense if you had a commitment. So at the end of every coaching session, we create commitments for the next week. Now, that's because we meet weekly. At work, you might have quarterly goals. You might have a daily tailboard meeting if you're a construction crew. You say, today, we're trying to get this done and make sure that everyone's clear about that. And that kind of leadership invites participation, invites connection, invites a shared vision so that you can get something done. Now, one of the interesting things about leading yourself when you're on this personal growth journey is we have voices. We have different members of the committee in our head. One voice says to us, the executive voice, well, we need to do this today. I see this all the time. People tell me they're building businesses. Oh, what do you need to do to build a business? Well, you need a product. You need a delivery mechanism. Of course, you need clients. The first thing I hear from most people is I need more clients. I need more clients. I need more clients. Meaning I'm not making enough sales. I'm not making enough money. I'm living on the scare, you know, somewhere on the scare spectrum all the time. Okay. That can be the the need, the perceived need. Whether that's a real need, that's a different conversation. Let's just say that it is a need. I need to get 3 more clients this week. Okay, cool. In your last week, month, year of client acquisition, marketing activities, sales calls, and conversations, where did your clients come from? How did you get them? Where did you go? How did you advertise? What were the process? Did you have to talk to 500 people to get one client? Or did you have to talk to 5? All that is good information. And then you say, I need 3 more clients. Okay. Do you or are you willing to create time in your calendar to do the things that are required to get those 3 clients? Now, that's obvious. There's nothing magical or mysterious about that. But here's the fun thing. It's not fun. It's sad sometimes. People will say, well, I did this, this, and this. Well, are you ready to go? Network, meet people, cold call if that's required, and do whatever it is. Oh, I don't have time. Okay, if you're telling me you want to create your ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, and you define a path to that as needing 3 more clients, and then you say, I don't have time to do the activities that are required to get 3 more clients, even though I'm saying I really need them, then what you're really saying is I really don't have time or motivation to create my ultimate life. And identifying those disconnects in any leadership scenario. So if you're leading a team at work or you're leading your own business that you're trying to grow, and you identify a critical path of activities, and you notice there's not enough people or someone's distracted or they've got other stuff, then as a leader, your job, and my job as a leader was to clear the path, put that one off, don't do this. I'll talk to whoever asked for that and we'll put it off a week or whatever it is. As a leader, it's your job to clear the path. It's your job to go negotiate with whoever you need to talk to make sure that your people have the time to do and the resources to do so, whatever's required. So clear the path, get the resources, and keep your team motivated. That's leadership speak in an organization. If you're leading yourself, leadership speak is clear your calendar, sequence your priorities, renegotiate agreements if you need to with others, and do the things that you have declared to be the most important. One of the difficulties with that is people are unwilling to declare, this is the most important, I'm going to do this first. Because they're afraid of what others are going to think, they're afraid they will fail or be embarrassed or something like that. So let's get that out of the way right now. You're going to fail. Other people might laugh. And you might look silly or stupid or be embarrassed. Yes. If that says to you, then I'm not willing to do the activities I need to do to get to my goal, then you're in the wrong job. And if you're working for yourself, then you're in the wrong business. You don't really want to create success in your group at work, or growth in your business at home, or personal growth in yourself. Like, I have a client who the conversation regularly is around their opinion of themselves. And doesn't matter why, but they came to the coaching container process some time ago with the idea that they were doomed to fail. No matter how hard they tried, no matter how many attempts, it might work sometimes, but at the end of the day, it was gonna suck. I'm not going to be able to do it. In the final sense, it just won't work because I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. Some version of that conversation. Well, then the question becomes, okay, who do you need to be so that you are good enough? What needs to change in your attitude or your actions, your relationships, your environment? The processes you go through each day so that the goal becomes possible. Now, if you stay in the idea that no matter what I do, it's impossible, what you're saying is I don't really want that. I don't want it bad enough to do the work required. And you're allowed to do that, but then don't torture yourself with goals you're never going to reach. If you say, I'd like to earn another $1 million or 2 million or 10, and then you look at what's required with your skills and opportunities and marketing and growth, and you say, I'm not willing to take those steps. What I really mean is I want another million or 10, and I want it to just plop in my lap. Well, good luck with that. That won't give way to any kind of coaching or anything else. But a person who says, you know, I don't know what to do to get the 10 million, but I'm committed to doing whatever it takes, we can work with that. We can help you get over that goal line because nothing is beyond your capability. But the capability that you bring has to be all in, I'm ready to do this, and include, I don't care if I fail. I don't care if I, you know, fall on my nose and look silly. I don't care about any of that. I'm ready to do what's required. I get asked a lot when I tell the story about my addictions and how I quit. I was a very, 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 the numbers very scary and big, but many thousand dollars a week a cocaine addict at one point. Something happened and I quit cold turkey on a day. Now, here's the question people I get asked all the time. How did you do that? Well, it didn't all happen on that day. I stopped using on that day, but what else happened on that day was a choice in me that said, I'm done with that. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to stay clean and sober. I don't know that yet, but what I do know without change or without question is I'm done. I'm going to walk down this beautiful road. However far it takes, however many roadblocks there are, however much broken glass I got to crawl over, I'm going down that road. I became in that moment a leader of my life. I chose, I'm leading me, all of the me's, the one that makes excuses, the one that feels like it's not possible, the one that hates himself for the things that have happened in the past. The one that blames others for the problems in my life and all the rest, all of those different versions of me are now going to follow me, the real me, the spirit. I'm going down this road. I'm bringing all of you with me, and we're no longer going to live a life that we did before. We're done with that. Even not knowing what the difficulty was. So that kind of commitment is required for difficult things. It isn't possible, or it doesn't make any sense that there won't be setbacks and failures and fall on your face. And in addiction language, they talk about relapses. Now, that wasn't my case, but I know lots of folks for whom that's happened, or that has happened to, said that wrong twice. The key isn't, oh, I relapsed, I'm dead. The key is, okay, that happened. I'm getting back on the road, going right back down there. I'm going, even though I fell on my face on the side of the road for a minute. That is, I'm crawling over broken glass. I'm going. So that kind of commitment is inspiring as a leader. Now, one of the leadership opportunities I had in 1998 to 2003, was leadership in the industry. That was before I became a coach and started doing what I'm doing now. I had executive roles, and we had a very, very difficult project to do. We had a very short timeline to do it, and it was, you know, first time in the world done, some great big project, right? And there wasn't very much of the project that I personally did, like writing code. It involved creating some software and systems and a whole bunch of stuff. I didn't do very much of that. My role was the leadership role. Leadership, what is the vision? Where are we going? What are the deadlines that we have? What are the sequences that have to be met? What are the resources that you need to meet them? Do we have them? We do or don't. What do I need to go get from, you know, the person with the money or other people involved in the project? Like, my role was to pave the road, get the resources, keep the motivation, keep the vision front and center, and keep things moving. To do that, I met regularly with all the folks, and we talked about every single problem that was coming up. I answered everything as best I could and committed to go find the rest of the answers. And when things broke and didn't go well, I took responsibility and did whatever was needed to fix it. So in that way, I was able, with others, I wasn't the only one involved, but I had a big piece of it. There were three of us to help get this project over the finish line, and we did. And it was a big deal in that industry at that time. The reason I'm sharing that is because the principles are exactly the same. If you want to create your ultimate life, you are the leader. You are the visionary. You decide where the train is going, what the final picture looks like, the blue sky, the beautiful trees. You decide the details, the reasons. Why are you going down there? What does it mean to you? What's it worth to you to get down there to reach that objective? Then you set about getting the resources. Now, if you're working on yourself and you know you have a habit of procrastination or you have a habit of making excuses or blaming, that's where you get help. Go get a good coach. Go get a good coach. That's one of the most important things that I did when I changed my life. So I lived until I was 52 without realizing how much help I needed and without being willing to do whatever it took to get where I was going. When I changed direction, I began hiring coaches. I began looking at what I needed to change instead of blaming what was outside. Leadership is the ability to continue in the face of setbacks. It's the ability to organize the resources we have and get the ones we don't to move forward. It is the ability and willingness to hold people accountable, not in a fearful way, but in an encouraging way, regularly answering questions and getting resources to continue moving forward. Now, I've moved back and forth in the conversation between a corporate setting, a small business setting, and a personal setting. But the principles are exactly the same. Hear that. The principles and processes are the same. The names are different. The structures are a little different. But if you want to create your ultimate life, and I suspect you do or you wouldn't be listening to this, make a commitment right now to be an excellent leader, an excellent leader of yourself. Now, here's one question that I ask. If you look at the way you perform, how often you keep your commitments, how often you get the help you need, how often you get things over the goal line, how often you stay motivated and motivate others, when you look at your track record, would you hire you? If you knew everything about yourself, Like there wasn't hiding and pretending and, you know, innuendo or anything. If you could look at yourself on a resume for the ultimate life you want to create, would you hire you? If that isn't a resounding, absolutely, I'm the best qualified for the job, you need to ask yourself why. Like if you think, anybody but me or anything close to that, what are you talking about? You have one life. You can create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy right now. No one can keep you from it, and nobody's going to do it for you. So if you look at the way you approach every day, how you prepare, how you live your life, how you interact with others, how you view problems, how you move forward when there's setbacks, if you look at all that and say, no, I wouldn't hire me, or I hope I could find somebody better than me, more this, 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 and this, you're in trouble. So the first place to go to work is to fix that problem. What is there about me that I wouldn't hire? And go to work on that, because everything is fixable. Everything is subject to growth. Everything can be accomplished. You can speak and create your world into existence. You have the ability to create your ultimate life. My commitment is to help 250 million of you, and that includes you right here, right now. I'm volunteering to help you. Reach out. Let's talk. What are the barriers? What are the obstacles? Maybe you're perfectly happy. Most people I talk to are not. Well, I'd really like to, and then the list starts. What are you waiting for? Let's get busy now so you can have, enjoy, and help others. But most of all, so you can have your ultimate life.
Open your heart and this time around.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger.
Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet high.